I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, the podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield.
Hiya!
That is her. And myself, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. Woo!
I've missed you.
Oh, did you?
I've really missed you. Yeah, it's nice.
I feel less unprofessional today because I got dressed up and put on makeup. And like,
you look very bougie. You're like business boss woman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm wearing like big girl shoes. I'm a big girl handbag.
You've got a frock on.
I've got a frock on. It could be a toddler's frock.
It's a beautiful frock.
But it's in a grown-up size.
Yes.
So it's okay.
It's all legit.
I worry for you listeners today because I feel like we're in a mood.
No, we say this every week, though. You must be like, does anything ever change?
No. It's a concern. But the good news is a fair sizable chunk of the episode will be dedicated to an interview.
Yes.
With someone who's not us.
With less nonsense than
yeah,
us.
Yes. She's just so clever. So we will be talking to Divya Gugnani from Wonder Beauty.
Boss lady. Speaking of boss ladies, like the most inspiring entrepreneurial tips you may hear today.
Yeah. Or ever.
Or ever.
I came away, I genuinely had to be like, Harry, guess what? It was so clever.
I'm literally like blown away by it. So good.
I also really liked her. She was just really smart and has had a good idea and is executing it well.
Yeah.
Can't say fair.
And like
than
someone
that
looks for problems and then creates solutions to those problems.
Yes.
For me, that is just genius right there.
Yeah. And I like the products because that's all it takes for me.
Me too.
But that's enough. But we'll talk about that Talk a little bit more about Wonder Beauty when we get to our interview. First up, would you believe it?
New news.
What new news you got? Da, 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 da. Quite a lot of new news, actually. Given that it's Christmas, the C word. I'm saying it now because it's October.
You did your C-bomb.
Yep, I just C-bombed you. All over you. C-bombed all over you. It is October. As far as I'm concerned, it's officially Christmas. This podcast will be going out October 2nd. And my birthday is October 3rd.
So what, most Halloween, of you, Lindsay?
No,
Halloween?
I'm fine with that. It's allowed, right, but it's okay. Part of the shenanigans.
Just check him.
As a spoiled brat, as soon as my birthday's come and gone, it's Christmas. So technically, if you're listening to this on the 2nd or 3rd of October, congratulations, you get to enjoy autumn. And after October 3rd, it's Lindsay's Christmas.
Yeah, fair enough.
And everything on the run-up is just a delightful precursor. Halloween, Thanksgiving, bonfire night, all of that.
We get all of it here. It's we get a lot more.
It's just preparation. Oh, we should have a bonfire in your garden on bonfire
night. Oh, neighbours would love that.
Notice I didn't offer up my own.
I know.
Anyway.
I saw that.
New news. So there's loads of new products. With it being Christmas, there's been a lot of Christmas launches, holiday launches, big collections, which honestly we've discussed maybe not as excited about as we could be.
Yeah.
What I am excited about is what we're seeing: exciting, sparkly, fun, smoky, jewel-toned, glorious wonder from a lot of different brands at the moment. First one that I would like to mention, this was announced earlier this week, is a new palette from Anastasia. People always get excited when there's a new palette from Anastasia.
Yeah, expect all the reviews on YouTube.
Yep. all of them.
Dipping the brush in very heavily.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to see how tightly this is packed. That's why I am not on makeup YouTube. But yeah, so we have the Sultry palette, which is coming on October 9th to online in-store October 12th. I really like it. Firstly, I like that the outside of the palette is glittery.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot, but that pleases me.
It helps.
And then I just think it's a really nice curated collection of pretty colours. There's a lot of metallics. There's a couple of really good mattes. There's a matte black in there. There's a matte slate grey, which is going to be really good. There's this sort of taupey brown that's called Twig.
Some nice foils.
So yeah, some lovely, you could do a lot with it. I feel like you could do a lot with it because you've got the mattes for your crease. If you're a matte crease gal, there's this beautiful pop of corally pink to do something a bit more interesting. And then it's all these really festive, pretty, all about the brands. You all love a brand.
Yeah, I do love a brown. And I feel there's a lot here, like you said, to kind of take your look from day to night. You can kind of add a little bit of twinkle, a little bit of festive sparkle very quickly. I think this is fun. This feels a little bit different for me Anastasia, which I'm excited to see.
Because I was tempted to the Norvina, but then I didn't do it.
Because I wasn't tempted by that.
I'm not going to wear it. I'm not going to wear the purples. But this, I reckon.
I think this is very you.
Yeah, feels me.
I can see you with this.
You can see me rocking this
all over your chops.
All over my chops.
All over your chops.
And if you don't fancy the palette, you'll be pleased to know there are also accompanying glitter pigments coming your way.
That's exciting.
Glitter pigments and lots of bright, bold colours that look super fun.
Very pretty.
And some lip glosses as well. Mm. Hail to the return of the lip gloss.
The lip gloss.
Get
having
gone
a moment
matte
for it.
Lipsticks apart from this one.
Well, I was going to say, the thing I'm about to tell you is just that, Lindsay. It is a matte lipstick.
I'll allow this because it looks gorgeous.
Well, it is. This is right up my street. This is new from Giorgio Armani. This is the Rouge d'Armani Matte. Mm. Now, these look stunning. I think it's got like a matte black packaging as well with a little like red Ooh. G's on it, Ooh. Which is very beautiful. 18 shades, intense, long lasting color in a single stroke. I love Giorgio Armani. I think what they do it very, very well. I think this will be a really exciting launch. I wouldn't say that the shades in this are particularly groundbreaking. You know, there are some beautiful reds, some beautiful nudes, a couple of sort of like berry pink shades. So, you know, but for
classics.
Me, Giorgio Armani, yeah, they're classics. And I think it's the kind of thing like, again, when we talk about gifting and Christmas, these are the kind of things that most makeup lovers are going to love. I haven't got to try the texture yet, but I'm very, very excited to. Again, they are focusing really on it being an intense matte, so a high concentration of pigment, comfort. So I think it's supposed to be a very comfortable formula to wear as well. And the whole point is that it's literally one stroke of colour. So you can kind of just get straight in there with full intense pigment very quickly. And I'm excited about this. I'm really looking forward to trying this.
They look really pretty. They look like something I would want to whip out of my bag at a Christmas party and be like, oh, excuse me.
Well, and I do think when it's Christmas party season, in my personal opinion, don't get me wrong, I can appreciate a gloss, but I do think if you are going to, as we say, get it on your chops, your matte lipstick is going to favour that little bit better after you've had a few too many sherries.
Cheeky rim toe.
A sherry,
a little
Baileys. If you've had a little Baileys, Nana's had a sherry.
On her advocat.
That's when you need a matte lipstick, really, if you're going to go there for a Christmas party.
If you're putting away
play
the snowballs.
Play it safe. Yeah, because even, you know, you don't have to worry about your hair getting in the matte lipstick. So, you know, I think for me, I do like that about winter as well. I love cracking out a really beautiful, intense matte lip. So I'm excited to try those.
I've got a confession to make.
What is it?
I bought a matte lip liquid lipstick.
Did you?
Which is so off brand.
It's not cat's bum looking.
It's not
good.
Cat's bum.
No, okay, good.
It's not cat related at all. It's literally the opposite of cat related, but it does tie into more new news. It's one of the Jeffree Star Velour lips. Yeah. It's dead good. It's the red rum, and it's lovely.
You are going full out now with the Jeffree
Star
fan club, aren't you? You're
I've
like buying
hard.
The blooming t-shirt.
Well, I mean, I'm not quite on the t-shirt yet, but if there was the right t-shirt, I would. Because I've had a lot to go back and watch, and I've been enjoying myself. And I'm just mad that I denied myself really great makeup based on hearsay and nonsense.
Yes. We live, we learn.
Yeah, we live, we learn. And I just really love the makeup. It turns out it's all excellent. But this liquid lip is gorgeous and it's such a perfect red for
fair skin. I'm excited to
see
you in it.
I can't wait for you to see it because you'll love it. And it doesn't do cat's bumming.
No
and,
cat's bumming.
It's not drying. It doesn't feel
it's like
feels
dogging,
like
but not dogging.
It's so not as good as dogging, if that's your jam. But that does also tie into nicely into the fact that Jeffree Star Cosmetics are launching Velour lip liners coming soon. So they will be out at the end of September.
Nice.
$16, 16 shades, all different colours, as you can imagine, which we expect from Jeffree Star, from reds through to blues through to nudes. And also the Supreme Frost, a new highlighter.
He does love a highlighter.
He
that
loves
man.
A highlighter,
and that's going to be intense. I
can
imagine.
Can relate. Yeah.
Not going to be sheeny, glowy editorial vibes. It's going to
be
sexy robot on crack.
Yeah, it's like, oh hi, Christmas aliens. You want to see us? Come see us now.
Yeah, that's going to be full on. So you've been warned.
Yeah, he's also got a new puppy. That's less new news on a makeup front, but just that I enjoyed watching the video of a puppy, and I know you too would enjoy watching a video of a puppy.
I shall.
Yeah, his name's Da Vinci.
It's not Daddy. I like Daddy.
He's already got Daddy, hasn't he? Yeah. Daddy took quite well to Da Vinci.
And Diva. I like Diva. He's got
Diamond,
great dog
Diamond.
Names. It's like Kardashians, how they've all got a K, but his are all like...
Dogs.
Dogs, My invite.
There goes your invite to the Kardashian Christmas party. Wish out of luck now.
No, lovely, lovely ladies.
They're delightful. And I also enjoy their makeup.
I so enjoy their makeup.
It's a nice
too.
Tie-in. Also, new launch coming out on September 28th. So it will be out by the time you listen to this. You'll have to let us know if you manage to snag it. Is the ColourPop Disney Princess Collection.
That is going to be exciting.
It's going to be a big one, isn't it?
I think that might be a sellout. I feel like that's got sellout vibes written all over it.
Yeah. So it's a full colour collection based on the new Disney Designer Collection. So they've like reimagined some of the princesses in like designer versions of their outfits.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Disney Princess, but make it fashion.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion. And there's a palette. There are luxe lips. There are glosses. Bippity boppity boo in the glosses. So I'll be buying bippity boppity.
I want bippity boppity boo.
And there's Super Shock Eyes and Super Shock Cheeks. So you can buy it all individually. Or there are packages as well.
Okay.
There's a box, a collector's box. I think it's $120 for the whole thing, which actually is super good value.
I was going to say, I'd be tempted by that. Yeah. I do love me some ColourPop.
Everything looks awesome in it. I don't know if I would wear all the lipsticks just because I know myself in a luxe lipstick. But that formula is amazing. We've established that.
Yeah.
Love the glosses because they're such a good bargain. The eyeshadow palette looks really wearable, just warm, browny, pretty colors. And that's only $20 on its own.
Yeah.
So that's a real bargain. And we love Super Shock.
I was going to say, I will, if I don't end up purchasing Treat Myself to the whole box, I will definitely pick up the Super Shock shadows because I just think they have such a great formula for that price point.
They're just never not good.
They're so good. And guys, I genuinely use the Super Shock shadows in my pro kit. I just think they are, the quality is sublime. It's so good.
And for like $6.
You'll be shook.
Bonkers. Shook.
You will be shook by the shock.
Super
Shock shook.
Oh boy.
Why do we not get asked to do jingles?
It's
I feel
mental.
Like we've lost our...
I mean, here we are out here in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. And just like, why aren't people banging our door down?
I don't know.
That's my question.
They're missing a trick.
Joe is getting a door banged down. That sounds terrible.
That sounds very on brand. Sorry.
Do you know who people are really interested in working with?
Benefit.
That too. Let's do that one. Benefit have got a new collection and a collaboration coming out.
I was trying to do a tedious link like Radio 1 styling.
No, I liked it. It was good. Okay. It was a sweet segue. Benefit are doing a collaboration with PB Teen, which for people who don't know,
I was going to say we have to
Pottery
explain.
Barn Teen. So my only awareness of Pottery Barn before I moved to America was that episode of Friends,
Sex and the City. Oh, I was going to say Sex and the City. They talk about
it. Was Friends where Rachel bought the apothecary table and had to trick Phoebe into thinking it was an antique because she wouldn't let her have anything from Pottery Barn, and then she saw it in the window of Pottery Barn and got really mad and said that they'd ripped off her apothecary table, but it turned out it was just Pottery Barn, and then Phoebe wanted everything from Pottery Barn.
I do remember it.
Yeah, so that's all I knew about the old
Pottery Barn, but now you live here, you see it all the time.
Now I live here, see it all the time. And Pottery Barn Teen, I've purchased things from Pottery Barn Teen because they do dead good bedding. So I may or may not have acquired some Snoopy Christmas bedding and also some Star Wars bedding.
Of course you did.
I did. It was for the guest bed, but now it's on,
whatever,
it's on my bed.
Whatever, Kel.
It's on my bed now. But they're doing a collection with Benefit.
Interesting. Yeah. Who knew Benefit were going to go into homewares?
Who knew? So there's like framed prints and throws and makeup storage, which I guess makes sense, and like dressing tables and vanities and stuff.
Mm.
So we'll link to it so you can have a look.
Do you know what's funny? I think I was thinking about this actually the other day, because with the rise of things like YouTube celebrities and YouTubers that are much more lifestyle based, it's funny now. I think 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds, to my knowledge, seem to be way more upping their game now with the whole interior design.
Yeah.
Granted, you have one bedroom. It's not like you own a house to decorate.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was 15, I was like, paint it blue.
Yeah,
literally, that was as excited
blue,
as I got.
As many posters
as possible.
Yeah,
I would never have been thinking. Also, like, my pocket money wouldn't have stretched as far as furniture.
No, it is not a cheap collection.
So I'm very fascinated by the whole teen. Again, I can see now that there are, I've got friends who have daughters who are like, oh, they want to do this to their bedroom and they want to do that.
And
like
a canopy bed, and they want a vanity area,
like,
and they want lights,
they want
around
a vanity
their
table
mirror
with fairy lights. I'm like, fairy lights, yes. Vanity table, that sounds expensive for a teenager.
Not. Yeah, this is not an inexpensive collection, which is interesting.
I mean, it looks beautiful,
it
but
does.
It's
all soft pinks and pretty touches and gold, like very much what you would expect
from Benefit,
I think.
Yeah.
But what you would expect from an aesthetic, but I am surprised at the actual
teenager
collection.
Market. Yeah. It's interesting.
Interesting to see they're going so young with this.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're my interior design guru, so I have to defer to you on
that. Oh, that's very kind.
You do a lovely job.
Oh, well.
She's painted her office, fellas.
I have painted
amazing.
My office. It's mole's breath.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
It's nicer than you would think.
But I've not got my pink velvet sofa yet. I've got to save up for that, you see. Because even as an adult, I can't just...
Can't have everything.
Can't jog
out.
Unless
you're a spoiled Pottery Barn loving child.
But let us know what you think about that, guys.
Let us know what you think. I'm really curious to know about that. And then I think the last piece of new news that we're going to mention, there's loads, but the last one we're going to mention, is the new Primark skincare line.
This is interesting.
Yeah. So we all love a bit of Primark. She says, loving a bit of Primark herself. And they have made a skincare line in collaboration with Alex Steiner.
Interesting.
Who we all know, former glamour beauty director, now just out there on her own, smashing it with really pretty skin. And we know, I think, primarily a lot of our listeners who do know her will know her from her Sunday facial on Instagram that she does every week.
Yeah.
And her collaborations and partnerships with brands like La Mer and Estee Lauder.
Yeah, which are very high-end brands.
Very, very high-end brands, yeah. And obviously this Primark collection is literally the other end of the scale.
Yeah.
From the preliminary information we have seen, it's 20 products.
It's quite a big line.
It's a big line. It's all between £3 and £5. So it's very affordable. And what they're saying is it's taking all of her expertise that she's, you know, worked on over the years.
And making
it's taken
it affordable.
2 years to formulate, and that she's taken that expertise and all that, those ingredients, know-how and knowledge, and put it into a product that everyone can afford.
Yeah.
We haven't got the products yet.
No. It's exciting.
We haven't seen the ingredients. Super exciting. Mm. We're just really curious as to see what you guys think about that. It's launching in October. So I think it's October 8th it launches.
It'll
be an interesting one.
I'm going to say I have a feeling this will sell out. I feel like this will go down a storm, but mostly as well because the price point, most people will be happy to try it, knowing that if it doesn't work for them, it's not too much love lost. I'm really excited to see this. I think this will be very interesting.
There's a bunch of stuff. There's lip glosses, there's face masks, there's cleansers, there's moisturizers, there's everything.
Yeah.
It looks very, it's almost a little bit Glossier-ish. It's white.
Yeah, with a little bit Drunk Elephant vibes as well.
That's a good call. There's white, and then each different strand of the range has a different color. So there's blue section, a pink section, a gray section. So
nice,
you know what skincare concerns you're addressing by which color story to use, which very Drunk Elephant. It's interesting. I'm really curious to try it and see where it goes from here.
Almost kind of like taking, I guess, the ordinary type model almost of like affordable skincare with the high-end ingredients. So it'll be interesting to see how this is.
Without the hassle of having to work out which bloody ingredient to use at which bloody minute.
Yeah. Ugh. So that could be good. I think that could be, potentially a quite a big movement. Seeing how people respond to it.
I think it'll be a huge success. So I'm curious to see what it's like. And that's it from new news this week.
It is.
Can you Adam and Eve it?
Yeah, we've got an interview. Very, very excited for this.
Yes. So I sat down with Divya from Wanda Beauty. She's one of the co-founders of Wanda Beauty last week to have a little chat about the brand itself and how she feels as a woman in the industry, as a woman entrepreneur. She's a serial entrepreneur. She has done incredible things. Mm. She's hugely successful, hugely dedicated, hugely passionate about what she does. She's also a woman of color. So it was really great to get her take on what's been going down in the industry with regards to representation and diversity.
Yeah.
She was like a joy to talk to and get her experience and her knowledge because she's so, you'll hear it, she's so together. She knows exactly what she wants, exactly what she's doing. And I find that very inspirational as someone who is none of those things.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like, I know what I want, but I'll get there somehow.
No, babe, you're underselling yourself. You are a girl boss.
But she's
through and
very
through.
Together, and it was very inspirational to hear someone say, oh, you want that thing? Go get that thing.
Yeah.
Because she has.
We need more of her.
We do need more of
her. We do.
Yeah. And it's been fun to dabble in Wanda Beauty, which we'll talk a little bit more about the products
after the interview.
After the interview. But here she is, Divya Gugnani, Wanda Beauty. So it's a very exciting treat for us at Full Coverage. I am here with Divya Gugnani from Wanda Beauty, which is very exciting for us. We never get a friend in.
I am so happy to be here.
And here in sunny LA.
Sunny in LA is just a bonus.
It is really nice outside, actually. It's a little bit windy. It's a little bit sunny. It's almost feels like
it's happy
season.
Weather.
It is.
I happy call it happy weather. Weather.
Well, and you live in New York.
I do.
So you have had some less than happy weather lately, I've noticed.
I've had the very hot, humid weather yes. that we do not call happy weather. We That's why not. I come to LA to visit.
It's. I understand it's good for the skin. People yes. always try and tell me it's good for the skin, but then I'm like, I'm there and it's not good for the hair. That's not, what I know.
It's pretty terrible for the hair, actually.
Maybe it's one of life's challenges. It's the payoffs of living in New York. But I digress because I'm English and we'll talk about the weather all day. But what we've really got you here to talk about is Wanda Beauty and all the amazingness that it entails. So I think for our listeners who perhaps haven't heard of the brand before, aren't familiar, would you be able to tell us a little bit about yourself and how your love of beauty came to be?
Of course. Mm. My love of beauty started very young. I just remember in the 70s, my mom getting ready to go to Studio 54, which is this incredible club in Manhattan. And she would like be painting on the eyes and putting on the bell bottoms. And I would just sit there perched at her vanity. And she had a very big vanity and just watch her. And I was just mesmerized by the transformation of beauty. And what I yeah. think is so interesting is I've always loved beauty that is yourself, but better, a more mm-hmm. confident, more beautiful version of you. Yeah. I like that more than anything else. You can mm-hmm. definitely use beauty to make you look like someone else, but I love using it to just make me feel like a better version of myself. And so my love of beauty has been since the early days. It also really started in the kitchen. I've been making mm-hmm. my own masks and hair treatments and everything you could imagine since a very young age. I've actually went to culinary school and have a background in cooking. So I'm super into mixing and blending and using ingredients, and the power of ingredients is so important to me. And that's kind of an evolution of my life in beauty. What I realized is that my beauty routine really changed as I became a professional woman. Mm-hmm. And I started, you know, entered the working world and would just had to kind of pull myself together in the morning, then working a lot of long hours in finance and as a venture capitalist, and then moving on to becoming a mom. Huge change for me in my life and changed my beauty routine. In the morning, I would get up and have to get two kids under the age of two out the, you know, and then get out the door and get to work. And I would be on the subway in Manhattan and using my iPhone as a camera and trying to apply under eye concealer. And I'm like, there has to be a better way. And I really felt neglected by the beauty market. I felt like as a time-starved professional working mom on the go, yeah. I was not spoken to by any of the beauty brands. So many beauty brands are speaking to people in artistry and showing them that they, you know, need a lot of different products to create very heavy looks, which is, mm-hmm. you know, not my aesthetic. And then there was a lot of stuff going on in the millennial space, which is like easy, effortless, but product quality was kind of less than exciting for me. And so as a woman who cares about skin and cares about ingredients and cares about clean beauty, there was no one speaking to me and no one was telling me that I could save time and money by buying multitaskers, because there were no multitaskers out there. So my co-founder Lindsay and I met at a party and really honed in on this love of beauty and also a love of ease. We wanted to create something that was fuss-free and foolproof for these women on the go. And we really came up with this concept of Wander Beauty. And it's all about the woman who's always on the move and she's wandering, and giving her what we have created are fewer, better beauty essentials. I say products are really multitaskers. They're two-in-one, multi-use formulas, multi-use componentry, double-sided, better because it's clean ingredients. It's, you know, all the bad stuff is out. Phthalates, mineral oil, synthetic fragrance, leave it all out. I want only the good stuff in, enriched every formula with global skin-loving ingredients. And then I say beauty essentials because we are not a makeup brand or a skincare brand or a hair brand or a body brand. We want to own the entire bathroom experience for time-starved women on the go. We want her to come to one destination, wanderbeauty.com, and cover all of her beauty needs. So we actually launched originally in color cosmetics, have expanded into skincare, and we'll be making more of a foray into other categories in beauty as we grow.
Oh, wow. So can you tell us a little bit about what's to come?
Yeah, a lot more skin to come. I think that's been super successful with us. We launched our Baggage Claim Gold eye masks, which, you know, A, have incredible effectiveness, and everything we choose to create really is maximum impact, minimum effort. Yep. And the Baggage Claim Gold IMS really work to brighten and hydrate your under eye areas, but they're also been kind of an Instagram hit for us.
I won't lie, I've tried them. I have taken the photo. I've been very pleased with the photo and
people
with the
get
effect.
Excited about it and the effect. And so that was a successful foray into skincare. And you're going to see a lot more skin from us. We just recently launched our extended stay hydrating mask and our liftoff purifying and brightening mask, which is also another great Instagram moment and is super effective at the same time. And you'll see more skin, and then we're going to kind of test some interesting concepts in hair. One of the things about being a woman on the go is that you don't always get time to wash your hair.
No.
And dry shampoo can be a little problematic. It can leave a white cast on your hair, or your hair can be a little greasy and it gets too dry, or it can flake if you use the color ones and all of a sudden you have flakes all over your face. Yeah. So we're going to solve this problem by creating a really innovative formula that'll launch in January, which is a hair refresher, which I'm excited about.
That is very exciting.
Sneak peek for you guys. I haven't talked about it with anyone.
Yay. Thank you so much. So whereabouts do you do your research? Where do you find your inspiration for your products?
It's so interesting. It's very much powered by our community and also what's going on in innovation globally. Mm-hmm. So we have Wander Beauties, and that are our clients that, you know, purchase on our own mobile and desktop experiences, but also just have a really strong connection with them. We survey and poll our customers regularly. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from them about what they want to get from us. It's like when we launched our first foundation, which was the Flash Focus Hydrating Stick Foundation, we felt it was on brand for us to have a stick foundation that you could take with you wherever you go. Yeah. And the first thing the clients did is just this outpouring of, we want a powder, we want a powder. And we were like, Lindsay and I are like, oh my God, powder makes you look old. Powder has fillers and binders, and we don't want that on our face. And so they challenged us to innovate and create something different, which is the Wanderlust Powder Foundation, which is unlike anything in the market. And what's fabulous about that is they were the inspiration for that launch and for that multitasker. And so they wanted full coverage. They wanted to cover everything and feel like nothing. And that's very hard to achieve. So we really employed our research and went overseas, worked with some amazing chemists in Korea, and created a liquid formula that we transformed into a powder through a proprietary process. So we seek a lot of inspirations from our clients and have a direct dialogue with them through social media, through email, through customer service, through phone. But then we take that a step further and really spend a lot of time developing innovative formulas that are just totally unique, and do a lot of that in Korea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Desperate to get out there.
You need to do it.
Coverage trip to Korea.
And I'm there because I love Korean food, and I go there quite often for work.
We're now putting it in the diary, because if there's anything that's going to sway me and Harry, it's a promise of a feed.
Yes. So there you go. Promise of a feed.
Excellent. So we talked a little bit about foundation there, which obviously is such a hot topic right now in the industry, and representation and diversity. And, you know, one minute we see a brand coming out with 40, 50 shades, which is fantastic. And then the next week, a premium brand sees fit to come out with 8 shades.
And then they're all 8 shades of beige, which is another separate conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, except they're all too dark for me, and I'm the whitest woman who ever lived.
Right.
And that's very frustrating. So Harry and I are obviously both white women, but we love to try and represent diversity and talk about where we can. And I just wonder what you're doing as a company to address that. You yourself, obviously a woman of color.
I am, and I find it so fascinating. So I am very torn on this, because as a client, I understand the need to feel encompassed and have the purchasing power to purchase from any brand. You should be able to find your shade in every brand, woman of color, and I should have that experience. But then from a business owner standpoint, as a young brand, as a new brand, as someone who has, you know, put their life savings into creating a business, it's a very difficult thing to do. It's actually super challenging for young and new brands to come out with 40 shades. We're not Rihanna. We don't have the, you know, the
we were all Rihanna.
Yeah, with the bank account that comes along with that. So it's very challenging. I think that what we find to be effective is that we keep a relatively, I would say, limited shade range, and then test formulas and test it on our audience and use their feedback to expand.
Okay.
And we use their feedback to to go larger. And I do believe this is important. I do believe that diversity to me is a core of who we are and what we are and as people. And, you know, I'm a woman of color, so I take a strong stand on this. But at the same time, I try and figure out like what is effective for a business. We sell a lot of multitaskers online. And when you have 40 shades to pick from, it becomes an impossible task for someone to go on a .com or a mobile experience and check out and know what their shade is. It's just too confusing. And so we use a lot of color correcting technology, a lot of forgiving formulas that allow our formulas to stretch multiple shades. And we find that that is something that works for us as a brand, and can be used as concealer, can be used as foundation. We're just launching our Nude Illusion foundation, which is incredible formula. It's unlike anything that you've ever experienced. It basically covers everything and feels like nothing. Oh, wow. Super lightweight. You don't even feel like you're wearing foundation, which for me was a big goal. I just hate the heavy feel of foundation. And you know, foundation is so many of them are all the same. They're these cream formulations that are heavy and feel heavy on your face. And this is just a technology you've never seen before. So it is something very special. But we launched it in 12 shades. And for us, we feel like that gives us the opportunity to have a very light option and a very nice deep option and a lot of ones in between that you can mix and match. But beyond that, we think the most important conversation to be had is balance. And that when you are launching a limited shade range, make sure you are giving an equal opportunity to the women of color than the women who don't have color. And that to me is a question of fairness. So when you look at our shade range, we really speak to the fact that it's balanced and that we have equal amount of shades for women who have, you know, from medium on as opposed to light to medium.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something I think we've seen more and more the last few months as we've seen these extended lines, but it is very heavily weighted towards the paler end.
And that's just, to me, you know, is just the wrong approach. And so I feel very, very strongly that there should be balance. If you can't launch 40 shades and it's not economical for you or feasible as a young brand with a small staff and a new company, then you really should be balanced. And that just goes without saying.
Yeah. From the entrepreneur side of things, obviously you have a lot of experience in that. It sounds like you've lived 1,000 lives and yet you look about
4 companies.
I don't
want
to be rude about it, but your skin's incredible. We'll do that later. But do you have any entrepreneurial advice for anyone listening out there who perhaps is a woman, perhaps doesn't know where to start?
Yes.
What should she do?
So interesting. So I love starting companies. Obviously, it takes a very twisted individual to start 4 companies in their
committed life.
Let's
say committed.
You know, it takes a certain amount of risk appetite to launch 4 businesses in my life. And I like to take risks, but more than anything, I have a tremendous amount of passion and I see problems and I want to solve them. And so many times people come to me and say, hey, listen, I want to start a company, but I don't know what to do. I love the idea of being an entrepreneur, but what company and what sector? And for me, I feel like I always give them this exercise. Spend 48 hours of your life and write down everything that irritates you about your experience. What are the pain points and pressure points of things that irritate you? And can you create a business to solve those? And by the way, once you have this irritation list, can you have 4 of your friends do it or 4 people that aren't like you? And do they share common problems with you? And is the market opportunity large enough? It's like you start with problems and you create innovative solutions. And I think that's the most interesting way to start a business. And then also really to poll and do a lot of demographic data. So looking at numbers, I think, is important from day one. When we launched Wander Beauty, Lindsay and I surveyed 100 women from the age of 18 to 74, all different ethnicities, all different skin tones, all different economic levels across the country. And the pain points that kept coming out is I have too many beauty products. I don't know what to do with them. It's like, how do I discover new brands? What ingredients are good for me? What ingredients are bad for me? This is too confusing. And it was just this common theme of I'm on the move and my beauty routine doesn't move with me. It's like gone are the days of my mom and her vanity in the 70s of like taking 20 minutes to do your makeup in luxury and then going out for the day and then it's done. Like, you know, we move around. We're at the gym. We're at school. We're at work. We're at our kids' schools. We're, you know, going to events. We're traveling. And so we need things that suit our lifestyle. It's like, you know, athleisure was created for women to be able to have apparel that they can move around in. And the beauty industry just never kept up with that. And so everything from Wander is just super travel friendly. It's not travel sized, but it's travel friendly. And it you know, keeps you gorgeous on the go.
Yeah. How do you feel social media has had an impact on that kind of thing? So it's really interesting that you say about not having the time to sit down and do it. And we don't. Most of us don't. I know Harry and I, we recently reviewed the new Pat McGrath palette and we were obsessed with it and we're in love with it. And at the same time, we're saying it weighs 3 pounds and I can't take it anywhere.
Good point.
And now I need your mum's fancy and I probably actually need to go to Studio 54 as well to work some of those looks.
See.
But do you feel like social media has had an impact on how people perceive how they should be versus what their real life
yes,
is?
Yes, I think so. And I think that a lot of it is like on Instagram, you see a very heavily painted look with a lot of steps. And, you know, some of it's beautiful and you're just like, it's amazing. And like, I appreciate the artistry, but it's like, it's not practical for my daily life. Yeah. You know, I am getting up in the morning. I am getting children out the door. I'm working. I'm making lunches. I'm having my own breakfast. I'm getting to work. I'm, you know, on a subway, which is 900 degrees in Manhattan in the summer. And all of that would just melt off my face in one hot second. So it's about daily living and practicality for me more than anything. It's like, I need things that solve problems in my life. And this is what I need. I need to literally have a concealer that, you know, can act double duty as a foundation for me when I need it to. I actually am here for 3 days and I didn't even bring a foundation with me. Yeah. And so, you know, because I use concealer on a daily basis and I can't wait to get my hands on our new Nude Illusion foundation, but it hasn't arrived in our office yet. So I'm waiting for it. The final samples haven't come in yet, but it's going to be here soon. So I feel strongly that it's like, you have to embrace with what works for your life. And it's like amazing to have that moment of artistry and creativity. And I love that. There's something very exciting about Saturday night pulling, you know, having the glass of Bordeaux and, you know, doing your eye makeup for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or however long it takes you to do it. There is a ritual there. But on my everyday life, I need essentials and I need to not be confused. I don't want analysis paralysis. What makes the shopping experience on wanderbeauty.com so different is that you can go there and buy essentials that you're going to literally use every single day. And that is the confidence that you'll have in what you purchase from us.
Okay. So say I am a makeup virgin, no idea what I'm doing.
Yes.
And I came to you and said, tell me what to do.
Yes.
Where do we start?
I would say skin concerns first. Okay. Any particular skin concerns. And it's like, do you have dry skin? Do you need glow ahead oil to rebalance your skin? Because as we age, we get less moisture in our skin. And we also stop producing as much collagen. The collagen that we have breaks down. So it's just, I would start with skin first. I think glow ahead illuminating. So the glow ahead oil and also the illumination you get from it is incredible. And I would start with having good, healthy skin because then you need less makeup, which is a win. Concealing just in spots and places where you feel like you need it. I don't think an everyday full face, unless you really, that's your look and what you want, isn't necessary. And then there's something so powerful about having beautiful long lashes. Like you just, the mascara, the easy lip and go is just something so effortless and beautiful. It's you, but like that glossy, gorgeous beach balm lip that we have and, you know, long, beautiful lashes from Unlash Volume and Curl Mascara. And then I think you're done. Like, it's just like you do it, you make it easy. I knew our On the Glow is double-sided, has a lip cheek formula and a nude glow illuminator. That's also a really amazing, amazing must-have. And we just won the Allure Best of Beauty Award for that today.
Congratulations.
So that's incredible. Very, very excited. Oh, that's very exciting. A big accolade for a brand that's new.
Yeah, and that's huge.
And on the scene, it's a big deal for us.
Yay, congrats. I wish I brought cake now. Terrible. So before I let you go, because I'm sure you have a million places to be, because as we've established, you're a very busy woman. I just have to ask you about your beauty routine, because your skin is incredible. And you said you just got in very late last night.
Yes, I got it at 3 a.m.
So I refuse to believe it.
So I'm going to give you all my secrets now. So I believe that the beginning of good skin is cleansing. And so we are launching an incredible, incredible cleanser in January that I have been waiting for because it removes every trace of makeup. And I've never had this experience of like waterproof mascara, long wear eyeliner, take it all off, like have clean skin. And one of the things that I suffer from and my nose in particular is clogged pores. And that happens, and especially with age, now I'm starting to even see them on my forehead, which is not fun. But clogged pores really happen when there's a buildup of oil, dirt, and sebum. And if you cleanse once or twice a day with a gentle cleanser that's free of synthetic fragrance, because that can be an irritant for your skin, it just keep the skin clean. So cleansing is a must. Hydration for me is always an oil. I really do believe that oils rebalance your skin, and non-comedogenic oils are the way to go. The Glowhead oil is life for me. I literally just, it's my under eyes, it's my lips. And you know, your lips have absolutely no sweat glands, as they dry out faster than any other area of your body. And for me, I have particularly dry lips, so I'm always using Glowhead there. And then I just start with very basic rituals. I love using natural stuff. So like go in the kitchen for some inspiration besides just beauty products. Like I put raw organic milk on my face like twice a week at least. Really? The lactic acid in the milk is amazing for your skin. It helps to get rid of your dead skin immediately. It's an instantly brighter complexion, gets rid of dullness. Yes, you smell like milk for about 3 minutes, but milk dries super fast. So cleanse your face, put a little raw milk on it. It'll dry in 3 minutes, rinse it off, and oil down. I think that's a great cleanse, treatment, and hydration routine. Okay. I think that's super amazing.
From like Whole Foods, somewhere
yes,
like that.
Yes, okay. Totally. And I also really love, you know, yogurt. Even for my hair, like in my beauty routine, my hair gets very dry. Yeah. And as I started coloring it, and you know this, it's like you get especially dry. So like I love whipping up an egg and putting it in my scalp and putting it all over my hair and leaving it in 20, 30 minutes and then rinsing it out. And, you know, light shampoo in the shower. You just see the shine you get from it is beautiful. Yogurt is another great one. We use a lot of these ingredients in the formulas that we make because we just like, let's go back to nature where it all started, where it works, and then just add some incredible ingredients. And like, you know, we use modern day stuff like Pentavin, for example, which is a medical grade ingredient that locks in moisture in your face for 72 hours at a certain level. So we have some formulas launching next year that are going to have Pentavin in it. So I'm very excited and passionate about ingredients. And I think that you just use the basics can really make your skin amazing. And obviously sleep and water help too. So you want to get enough water and you want to get enough sleep. Sleep, I'm guilty of not being very good at. But that's important.
Thankfully, you made a concealer that's really good. So
and that concealer is life. That is my mommy multitasking must-have. I don't go anywhere without that Dualist concealer.
Oh, my. Are your kids into beauty? Are they already getting excited?
Oh, my God.
It?
I was just telling my friend today. I was had lunch today with Jamie Greenberg, who's a makeup artist.
Yeah, we've had Jamie on the podcast.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Love her so much. And her and I were just, like, gushing about the Dualist concealer. And, like, you know, it's just, it needs to happen.
And it's all about mommy time.
Yes. She's got three. I've got two. So she's one ahead of me.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Me.
I'm really excited about the future of Wonder. We were really excited about the products we've tried. And now you've got us excited about products that aren't even here yet.
I know. So. Why am I always thinking ahead? Because I'm always working on so many different formulas that are coming out. So our team is just super excited about them. I'm super excited about them. It's a really big collaborative process for us. We really work with a lot of people who test and try our formulas. We're very heavily into the community and engaging them and giving us feedback.
That's amazing. Well, if ever you need, test us.
Yes, yeah, I know where to find you. Thank you so much for having
Thank
me.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you feel enlightened? Do you feel like you learned?
I feel like my mind's blown, and I was so gutted I couldn't join you for this interview because I had to work and I really, really wanted to be in on this. But
I feel like our time to hang with Divya will come again.
I think it will. I mean, I just am blown away by, like you said, her entrepreneurial expertise. Yeah. And I think like what she shared, everyone can apply that to whatever industry you're in, you know, and I think that is just
golden nuggets of information there.
Yeah, no, she was cracking. And I didn't know a lot about Wanda. All I really knew about Wanda was the golden under eye patches.
Yeah.
The eye gels. And I always love an eye gel, so I was always going to like those. And they're gold, so it's an Instagram-friendly moment. Enjoyed that. And I'd seen bits and pieces in Sephora, I think, on like the Scouter by Sephora end of the end caps. But I didn't know much about the brand itself. And we've both had a chance to play with some of the products. And yeah, I really like it. I think what they've done really well.
Yeah. And I like the whole idea, like you were saying, the premise of like the minimal edit, kind of just the things you actually need and the time saving element of the brand is such a great idea. I'm a big fan of the foundation stick. I think it's incredibly hydrating, and I think that's quite hard for a foundation stick really heavy really quickly. I feel this is very light. It's very, you know, you can build it up to like a medium finish, but I feel like it does look like skin, so I'm really into that. Again, the gold eye patches, love those for my pro kit. And the concealer as well, I do like the idea of having one section that's matte, so you can kind of cover up any breakouts, any inflammation or redness, but then you've also got your slightly brightening under eye concealer in the liquid form, and having that both in one go, because often in the past what I've always done is decant product into little mini palettes just to make sure I've got my kind of under eye brightening one, my product to cover spots or breakouts, whereas this for me is a great time saver that I've been really enjoying.
I even use it just instead of a foundation as well. I can use the matte
bit moisturizer
and then just then just buff it out, and it's perfectly usable. I really like the face oil. That's gorgeous. I love the packaging of the face oil. It's genius. I know, I was rhapsodizing.
I know, I haven't tried that. I'm gutted. I need to get my hands on that.
It's in a squeezy tube, so it's perfect for travel, but it doesn't squidge everywhere when you open the tube. You still have to like push it out because of the way the dropper has been created. It's so clever. And I like the beach balm sticks too. They're just lovely. They're just really lovely. And the eyeshadow palette, which it was like bonkers good. But still, you could do it with your fingers. It's so wearable shades, but the pigment is there. You don't have to make it work too hard.
And they're available in Sephora, guys, as well. So as well online. Wanda.
We will link to everything below. You can follow Divya on Instagram and follow Wanda on Instagram. And check it out. I just think they're a really interesting line doing something really well.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's time.
Highlight of the week.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. Inspired by slightly autumnal weather we've got outside.
Very autumnal right now.
It's lovely. Harry had a jumper on when I got it.
I did. The jumper's come off already because I'm a very sweaty person.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
Rain or shine, summer or winter, I'm still sweaty.
It even tried to rain when I was driving this morning.
Did it?
Yeah, I was very excited, but all of LA went, water coming from the sky. And immediately started driving like lunatics, so I just got off the road.
It's not worth it.
Off the road. It was not worth it. You guys, you don't even know. Anyone listening from LA, I know we've got a bunch of you here. You know
that means.
The water comes from the sky and then people forget how to use their cars.
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, goes crazy.
More importantly, my highlight would be the rain if it had rained enough. But as it stands, I have a different highlight. This has been a week of rediscovery for us, hasn't it? I think
it has, and I think that's important to pay tribute to the rediscoveries, not just the newness.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been trying so many new things lately and been like, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this, I love this. But the one thing that actually, when I sat down and thought about which is the meaning of highlight of the week, what is the thing that has made me so happy over this last week? My skin's been really acting up. I've been trying a bunch of new skincare products and my skin hasn't loved all of it, to be fully honest. I was trying a dark spot lightening serum on my forehead because I had a bit of sun damage from this summer. And then I was trying a couple of new serums and my face was kind of like, nah, bro. So I went back to my beloved Vintner's Daughter serum. And I know it's expensive and I know I'm a terrible person.
Works.
But it's so good.
It's so good. I've done the same before where like I've had my skin go a bit funky because I'm trying out some new stuff that isn't necessarily bad, but it's just not working for my skin type. And then I go back to that. And for me, it's like that calming, soothing blanket that just calms everything down
again. And I don't
need
to use anything else.
No.
So I don't need to, like, there's a lot of moisturizers that I love that I'll come back to. Like, I love my Pro Collagen Marine Cream. Yeah. If I'm having trouble, I'll use that. But with it being LA, it's so dry, I have to do a serum with it. Whereas with Vintner's Daughter, that's all I need to use.
I was thinking about it, actually, and I was thinking, and maybe you guys would like this as well. I think, like, come January, we're going to have to do, like, a standout products of the year. Because I know that's going to be an it for me. Yeah. And I do feel bad because I know it's expensive, but even when we interviewed April, you know, she really did kind of make it clear that if that's the only product you're spending a lot of money on, you can practically wash your face with water, you know, and just have like that as your main key ingredient.
Yeah, I mean, you think the amount of money I've spent on serums, and if I'm spending on serum and on moisturizer and on all the eye cream and all this, and it's, you know what, if you can just get it out of one product, then as long as it's in your budget and
it's not, like we said, there are other things, but I just think this does something so good to my skin.
My skin has expensive tastes and
damn your skin.
I know, stupid skin. Damn your skin. Alex Steiner Primark on you and appreciate it. What's yours? What's your highlight?
Mine's also a rediscovery, Lindsay. Mine is Laura Mercier primer, but in the Radiance one. Oh. So it has a slightly, I wouldn't say fully pinky. It's like a pinky peachy undertone. It's definitely more of like a pearl glowy vibe than any shimmer, or any, it's not glittery in any way. And I've even used this on the red carpet on clients with like medium to darker skin tones. Yeah. And I think why I've fallen back in love with it again, I've been using it on myself as well, and it does give you that glow, that really lovely glow under your foundation. But I don't know how it does it. Normally when you have a glowy primer, I find you don't get the long lasting effect of makeup. Yeah. This does both. You get the glowy skin and my makeup is lasting longer.
Get you a primer that does both.
Get you a primer that is two birds, one stone. Nice. And I do think I've got mine decanted into a little squeezy tube and then the rest is in my pro kit. But it was one of those things I kind of was just using accidentally the other day. And I was like, man, I forgot how good this is. And there is nothing more fun than a rediscovery of something you already own that is within its sell-by date.
Shop that stash.
It doesn't smell gross. And you're just like, man, I need to give this more love. I need to shout about it again. So I've been using it a lot on my Instagram lives. And you guys have been like, wow, that's great as an alternative to like the Victoria Beckham one that I always talk about, the Morning Aura, much more widely available. And it comes in a squeezy tube anyway, so it's great to travel with.
We love a squeezy tube.
And it's just, it just gives that really subtle glow to the skin that doesn't look glittery, but it just does look like you've just had a facial. Yeah. And then with foundation on top or just a bit of concealer, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's my highlight, Lindsay.
And our joint highlight is also a face base. This is bonkers.
Lots of skincare love today. Yeah,
so much skincare. Well, I do feel like
with the change of season, I think it makes sense. Yeah,
and my skin hasn't been happy, so I've really had to put work into getting my base to look good.
Yeah.
I finished my second foundation of the year the other day, and I had a full emotional
good
breakdown.
Good for you.
Well, yes.
Not the emotional breakdown part, obviously.
No, because it was the La Mer foundation, and like, shit, that's going to be pricey to replace. That's not the highlight, because I finished it, so we're not talking, even though it should be, because I finished it, and it's just my holy grail, and I'm going to have to.
Maybe we should do an empties podcast as well at some point. We should do that.
Yeah, Jeff throws mine away, because he
does not
respect the
system. I threw mine away, but I'm going to start from now, and we'll save that for a podcast at some point, guys.
That means I get to keep the glass bottle and cry at it every time I see it.
Yeah.
But that's not my highlight. My highlight is the Bobbi Brown Vitamin Enriched Face Base. This is our joint highlight of the week because
it's, so good.
It's just such a good one.
I can't believe we've not had it as a joint highlight before, actually.
I know,
because
I can't believe
I'm on the, literally if I show you the jar, there's like a 5 penny piece left in it. It is one of my pro kit favorites. I absolutely love it. For me, it's like a Bioderma type product. Like, I've never had anyone react to it. There's no SPF in it, so it's great for photos. And it is just the most beautiful, emollient, rich, like you said, it is like a moisturizer texture, but it is, has that nice balminess that just makes makeup
just
look incredible
gorgeous.
On top. Yeah,
and it makes products that aren't necessarily $120 to replace. And I'm looking directly at you, the $5.99 Wet n Wild foundation, but it makes them look so
more
much more expensive on the skin because they'll just sit there. And I've always shied away from it. I've had it for a while and I've come and gone, but I don't think I've ever really given it as much love as I have recently when my skin's been playing up and it's been dry and I needed just that extra bit of something before I could put foundation on and have it stay.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll give it another try. And I would just put it on and then let it sink in for a minute or two and then beauty blender my foundation on the top.
Nice.
And it's just gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's so pretty and it just feels plump and lush.
I was gonna say plump is the exact word I would use. I feel like it just makes the skin look all like nice and fresh, and it does. It feels plump.
Expensive.
It does
it's
make
that
your skin
thing where it's like, oh, this is that sexy, classy, you know, fresh, dewy look.
And even if you've got oily skin, guys, I use this on a variety of skin types and I've never had a problem with it. If you do have oily skin, just let it absorb a little bit longer than if you would if you had drier skin. But I just find it, you know, it kind of evens everything out as well, ready for the application. So it's like you said, it's how it sits. It just makes makeup sit so beautifully.
I don't really understand how they're doing it. And I don't think I want to know, because I think, again, it might be witchcraft. Because, this is too thick of a texture for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would see it. And exactly. I think a lot of clients I have with oily skin are like, whoa, that looks a bit thick. But I'm like, trust me. And it does actually absorb if you want it to. But also you can kind of put your makeup on before it's fully absorbed if you have drier skin and keep that freshness and a bit more of a glow.
It's good with the Wonder Beauty concealer. Yeah. When I was saying that I've been using that just as a base, I would put this on first, then put that on when it was still slightly dewy and sort of blend the two together, and it gives a nice, a pretty fresh base.
A lot of love for that, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Aww, a lot of love.
So much love.
So much love.
We've got one more thing to talk to you about this week, which again is love related, but it's something we want to talk about. It's something we've talked about in the past and something we're very excited that will be happening now.
Yes.
But we wanted to talk to you about it first because it's like mummy and mummy, I guess, going to sit down, sit down and explain to you that something's going to be changing, but it's a good change.
It's a good change is good.
Change is good. And we and all it's need good to for embrace you guys. It. I know you're all like now listening going, what are you doing?
It's we're good. Not breaking up, people. We're not breaking up.
We're not breaking up.
It's all
up.
Good.
If anything, it's going to give you more full coverage.
More full coverage.
More full coverage.
I'm excited,
which isn't
Lindsay.
Strictly an announcement, but kind of.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. So you guys know we've talked for ages about getting sponsorship for this show and working with advertisers that we feel good about and comfortable about working with, because ultimately we want to make more full coverage.
Yeah.
And the only way we can make more full coverage is if we make money.
And if someone helps a girl out.
If someone helps a girl
help
out.
Help a girl out.
That sounds really sketchy. It's like, hey, baby, looking for a good podcast? 75 and the wife can watch. That's not the case. We're not walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard pimping ourselves out for full coverage. But going forward in the next few episodes, we are going to be working on some sponsorship and sponsored content, although none of that planned right this very second. And when we do have it, we'll be very straight up and we'll be telling you about it.
And we'll be very excited to use hashtag sponsored.
Oh my God, hashtag sponsored.
We've said hashtag not sponsored for so long. And I've got to say, I feel like we've earned it, Lindsay.
I do feel we've like earned it's it. Time, yeah. but yeah, going forward, we are going to be having some ads. Hopefully, I mean, ultimately, we never want to detract from your enjoyment of the podcast.
No.
But the main
thing...
But we
have to be able to bring you more full coverage.
Exactly.
And to do that, there is a trade-off in that, you know, we need support.
And what would detract from your enjoyment of the podcast would be having no podcast.
Exactly.
And we're both obviously very busy and we've got stuff on. I've got a book out. It's out. Buy it.
Go on,
One in a million. But in order to still do the podcast while we give you books and for Harry to still be able to do her Instagram lives and her YouTube and all of her makeup artistry artisting, we needed to bring in help to help put this podcast together. So that's what we're doing. In order to bring in the help, we have to pay them because most people won't work for free. We're idiots. we're going to be working with advertisers and working on sponsored content going forward. I'm gonna put my neck on the line and say it's not going to affect your enjoyment of the podcast.
I don't think so.
I can't see how it would.
And ultimately what it means is more full coverage. So many of you guys have been asking us for ages, both on the Facebook group, shout out to the Facebook and just in general. So many of the questions we get from you guys on emails is like, please make this a weekly podcast. And for ages we just knew that was never going to be possible until we had support, really, in terms of both editing and sponsorship, so we could make more and better content for you guys. You know, that's the whole point. And we want you to have amazing full coverage content. So we're hoping that's the future.
Yeah, that's going to be the future.
That's the future.
That should be an official announcement, I feel like, coming in the next few months.
Yeah, watch this space.
Yeah, keep up with us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Shout out to the Facebook group. Go to facebook.com/full coverage podcast. Top post pinned on that page is a link to our Beauty Banter group.
Lovely
and
lot.
Yeah, come and hang out with us there. Nearly 2,500 of us.
It is growing.
It's growing. It's rapidly. We are legion.
Well, and everyone, we're all equally obsessed with beauty.
Yeah, and it's a lovely place.
Yeah.
You just have to click the ask to join button and we have to approve you because, you know, we like to keep out people that might not be very nice. It turns out there aren't any of those. But it just also means that we get to approve you our fair selves, which is always nice. And then we'll all have a lovely chat about makeup. And yeah, actually, the more time we have to spend not editing this podcast, we'll have time to spend in the Facebook group. So that pleases me. So do keep us up on social media and you can always ask us a question on Instagram or on Twitter or on the Facebook group, or you can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. So get in touch with us if you've got any questions or if you'd like to work with us.
Oh, who knew we could say that now?
I feel so professional. It's so exciting. But yeah, you can get in touch with us and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Check us out on all the socials at Full Coverage Pod. We'll be bringing you another one very soon.
Very, very soon.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.